In this is charity, not as though we had loved God, but because he hath first loved us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Each of us this morning has been granted the gift of life under the beating heart of a woman. Our Lord and Creator, in the strength of his word, in the omnipotence of his will, certainly could have granted us life in countless other ways. But his supreme providence, constantly tending to our spiritual good, chose the day, the time, and the hour when we would enter into this world. More importantly, he chose the means. He chose the arc of that sacred moment, namely our earthly mother. If the crosses of mothers are many, unparalleled, however, are their most sublime joys. The gift to bear, protect, and foster the life of her children, the duty to bear, protect, and foster love in the life of those same children, to see the flesh of her flesh born unto this world, and to see the faith of her faith born unto the next world in the waters of baptism. In the ideal of an earthly mother, we find an image of free, unmerited love, born of a deep physical and spiritual union, where the loving gaze of a mother is the first image of the Creator God, who loves the life he has fostered and finds it to be very good. Our Lord and God is pleased to compare himself to a mother in the prophecy of Isaiah, telling us first that even if it were possible for a mother to forget her child, he will not forget us. And further on in the same prophecy, the same Lord, that powerful Lord, who destroyed the armies of Pharaoh by water, and who also by water lifted the weight of our sins, the same strong God of hosts, who guided the chosen people by a column of fire and guides the church still by the Spirit of truth, that same Lord God of hosts says in all gentleness, as one whom the mother caresses, so will I comfort you. What then is the deep truth about the God of our hearts that we ourselves may gather with love in the month of our Blessed Mother, on this day that the secular world dedicates to the celebration of mothers? In the image of an earthly mother is to be found the free, unmerited love of our Lord and God. Today's Gospel brings a somber note to our Paschal joy. For nearly 40 days, our resurrected Lord, our Paschal Lamb, has been with us, comforting us, teaching us, sanctifying us. Yet here we are at the cusp of his glorious ascension, when Christ our Head, our glorious Victor, will return to heaven in triumph, carrying death in chains to the throne of his eternal Father. Complete will be his glory, but at the initial cost to us of his visible presence. Yet he seeks to comfort us like a mother comforts her child, as Isaiah had said. And so our Lord says himself, "The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God." That hour has dawned for us already. Jesus speaks to us plainly now through the voice of the apostles and their successors, Catholic bishops, guiding us in the ways of truth. But let us this morning focus on these words. "In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me." A radical change has occurred. Before our redemption, we were, as St. Paul says to the Ephesians, children of wrath before God the Father. But now Christ is telling us that even before he intercedes for us, the Father himself loves us, because we are rooted in the love of the Son. That same St. Paul says to the Romans, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God. And if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, co-heirs with Christ. What must we glean from these passages on this Mother's Day? As a mother's love is radical and free, free, unmerited, and radically transformative is the love of God. In the beginning, moments after the fall of our first parents, as Adam was proffering excuses for his disobedience, God immediately promises a Redeemer to be born of a woman. The Lord says to the serpent, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel. Though entirely unworthy of his love, God promises us a holy Redeemer, born of a holy woman. From that moment, the entirety of salvation history, from Abel the just to our own personal lives, is a story of God rushing into the abyss to save us. It is not a love that we have earned. It is not a love that we could merit. It is a love that precedes us. As St. John says most beautifully in his first epistle, we love because he first loved us. All the good that we could possibly will, all the good that we could possibly ask for, God wills it infinitely more and better. As St. Paul says to St. Timothy, this is good and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And what is our salvation but the love of Christ in our lives, received and fostered, accepted and multiplied. In St. Luke's Gospel, our Savior responds to the Pharisees, saying, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, behold here, or behold there, for lo, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of heaven begins on earth in our hearts by sanctifying grace, that is to say, the free indwelling of divine charity in our hearts. It is by that charity that we can love God and call him Father truly. And yet, as St. Paul reminds the Corinthians and us, what have you that you did not receive? Just like the love of an earthly mother is entirely free, unmerited, and precedes us, this love by which we are made children of God is free, unmerited, and precedes us. And what is more, this divine love elevates us. When we, the sons and daughters of Adam, love something or someone, it is only after seeing goodness in them. Our mind perceives a good which gratifies us, pleases us, completes us, and our will fixes upon it in love. But for God, it is not so. Love is not only a response in God, since he is the source of all goodness. The most powerful and humbling line of the entirety of St. Thomas Aquinas' masterwork, the Summa Theologica, in my opinion, is the following. God does not love things because they are good. Rather, things are good because God loves them. How could I ever despise my neighbor? How could I ever permit a single rash judgment to darken the halls of my heart, knowing that every ray of divine life that shines therein is due to the free, unmerited grace of a God who loves me, and who loved me when I was entirely unworthy of that love? All our merit, and indeed it is real and true, is nothing other than the cooperation with that free gift. So much so that the great St. Augustine exclaims, when God crowns our merits, he crowns nothing other than his gifts. What must we remember then in these final days before our Lord's glorious ascension? The love of God is free, unmerited. It precedes us like the love of a mother. And what must our response be? We have been loved freely, and freely must we love. St. John of the Cross, St. Francis de Sales, St. Therese of the Child Jesus, with one voice this morning exhort us, love can only be repaid by love. Let us repay, therefore, our earthly mothers with love, for the love that they have shown us. But let us ask especially our Heavenly Mother, she who is the mother of fair love, as Ecclesiasticus tells us. Let us ask her to foster that love in our hearts for both our earthly and heavenly parents. God has loved us first and freely, but even as he gave us earthly life through a woman, he has given us heavenly life and everything in his Son through a woman, the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. May she, the mother of our God and our mother, obtain for us joy with peace, amendment of life, time for true penance, the grace and consolation of the Holy Ghost, perseverance in good works, and above all, the grace to love her, our mother, forever in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.